I have a much harder time picturing a society in which we don't have some kind of police unit or some kind of police system to deal with concepts like homicide, right? Like, how do we manage that kind of a scenario?
Sure. I mean, I think that what you're getting at is the fact that, of course, there are always going to be some kinds of crises that require a rapid response in our society. And I'm not suggesting that we wouldn't need some way of addressing, of course, you know, emergencies. But if we look at what policing actually does, if we understand the role that policing serves in our society, we know that up to 80% of police calls are responding to precisely what you'd mentioned, mental health crises, drug overdose, suicide, and domestic disputes. So what we think about as policing and the mass kind of funding and institution that is the police in the present day really has nothing to do with, for the most part, really the issues that you're raising. So I think that if we really understand the roots of violence in our society and how to address those meaningfully, we need to understand that policing has broadly not impacted violence and how to meaningfully address violence. If we look to even reports that have come out of Ontario over recent decades, we see that, you know, even things like addressing issues like gun violence, the reports that have come out about that are not recommending more police and more policing as a solution to this, but are talking about investment in community programming, investment in after school funds and issues like this. So if we again get to the root causes of violence in our society, so much of that is related to and exacerbated by economic injustice, which of course is delineated along racial lines. So by investing in things like housing, in social services and supports, we see that we could actually drastically redress the root causes of violence in a way that is a lot more meaningful